Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, do that Monday thing you did last week. It just kicked off the week so great.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Vinny.
You know, I'd really like to have that. Let me gather the energy for that. Yeah. Start with. My kid kept me up all night, so I'm really not feeling the joyful Monday thing.
Oh, but Penny, we're counting on you.
I know. First, she's not going down, and that's just typical. And then she's got my older daughter running into the room. Meanwhile, the missus went for, well, look, it was Mother's Day, so
it was.
Yep. I held the tide as long as I could in the morning. That was the first thing I did. I was like, I got this. Go run. Go do your thing.
Right.
And so by lunchtime, I was fried. Like, I just don't have it in me to manage that. They're just relentless. They don't stop. They never. Anyway, anyone with kids knows that whole thing. That, right. Oh, I'm going to sit down. Uh-huh. What? More?
You're not going to sit down. You're hilarious.
Anyway. Last night, she just wouldn't go down. My oldest was like finally tripping. My wife was out walking the dog. She went for an evening stroll.
Oh.
With the pup.
An evening Mother's Day stroll.
And there I was. Aww. Looking at my kid who's now taking her pajamas off at 9:30 at night and standing there by my bedside like, hi. I'm like, where did your clothes go? Here. They're in her hand. I'm like, what? Why? What are you doing? You're just trying to be up. Is that it? So I redress her. I take her back to bed. Finally, in all caps, I write, help! To the missus. I can't do it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
It's 10 o'clock at this point. Like,
you
come
gotta
on,
come
lady.
Back. It's too much.
Your day's almost over.
Anyway, that was the. But I do like the look of a new week. So let me begin by saying this Monday is going to be spectacular.
Keep going.
I know in my own personal life, one of the chores or one of the things on my list that got bumped is now getting completed today. And not too soon, because we have red fire warnings today, red flag fire warnings. So the electrician shows today. Jenny's going to get its dummy switch.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
I'll at least be able to save our groceries when the power outages begin this summer.
That's important.
Yay! It is. I don't have that. We're on the list for a roof with a Tesla battery backup.
Oh, you said roof.
Roof.
Yeah.
What is that bad to say?
No. Typically, I assume you're going to go for rough or something.
Rough?
Yeah.
Say roof. It's the roof. Get up on the roof.
All right. Well, don't be surprised. Mangle all the words you say, please.
Mm. Yes, that's true, Vinny. I mangle all the words I say. That is definitely true. We got on that list 3 months ago. They say,
and how's that going?
We'll contact you within 2 weeks to 9 months. So it's not going. But we're on. We put a deposit down. We're in the running. I guess they just do a lottery system. Someday your number will get called.
I know that's probably coming up, so I won't get into my feelings on it, but I absolutely watched your boy on SNL, so I'm ready when you are.
Oh, my God.
All right.
7 o'clock. We're opening the 7 o'clock, but prime time opens with Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very exciting. Very.
I watched the whole thing,
yep.
And right. I never watched the whole thing.
Right.
And so,
I know. I never watch the whole thing. Usually anything after the news is not worth watching. It's all good. Anyway, we'll get into it. We'll play clips.
Those boys on the news aren't bad.
No, they're funny. No, they
they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Colin and Michael.
Yeah.
Colin Jost is married to ScarJo. I mean, he has to be good, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Right.
Come on, man. Uh-huh. You get Scarlett Johansson, there's something special about you. I'm sorry. There just is.
Well, he's a funny guy.
I keep trying to figure out what it is. He's just so bland.
I think he's funny.
He might very well be her John.
I hope he is. I want everyone to get their John.
Does some newsy type jokes and then goes right back to taking care of the housework and the things that need to be done around the house for ScarJo. Maybe that's what's going on.
Let me help manage you because you can't manage you. So let me. So this
By the
is
way,
a, yes.
If you guys remember, on Friday, I got completely surprised by my family showing up here.
Oh, that was surprising. Why did they come over when they knew you were on the air?
Because their plan was to keep me from taking off with my surfboard, and we had a beach day. Yeah, they caught me before I could get out of there, and I mean, she didn't say that, but I was definitely had my gear ready and was I had a plan, and then they came and I was like, oh, well, where are you guys headed? Oh, we're all going down to the beach, and I went, oh,
with you?
Okay, right. I'm in.
We actually ended up having a really good day,
but all surprised to me. Like, I had no idea that was going down.
Yeah.
I was as surprised as you were when there was a knock at the door.
It was quite surprising. The most surprising thing in the whole thing is that wasn't your front door behind you.
Right.
I said, where's he going? What are these people? He's got people locked in his closet? I don't understand.
This place is little, man. Really little.
Well, clearly.
Anyway.
There's two doors to the outside in the same room.
We swam. We played in the sand. We had a wonderful day. It was pretty good stuff.
Excellent.
So I had
it's
a
always
really
great to have a good Friday.
Kid-filled weekend.
Well, tell them not to do it this week because we are starting The Secret Show back up this Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. That's right. Starting this Friday. So we're looking for bad advices. Maybe you've had a problem you haven't been able to solve in 2 years. Since the last time we did a secret show, maybe you're just like desperate. It's almost good that we weren't doing this during lockdown because people had some problems during that.
Oh, they still have them too, by the way.
Yes,
don't worry.
Bring them.
There's no shortage of people with problems out there. The madness continues, no question.
Yeah, so send us your, and it can be about anything. The show tends to get sexy, but it certainly will, if you're having a problem with a rent partner, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You repeatedly stub your toe. What's wrong with you? We'll take it on. No problem. You get some of the best advice you'll ever get on our bad advice.
It's I never heard about that.
Who don't have what?
Toe stubbing problem.
I don't know. It's just I'm just on the fly, Vin. I just tried to think of something that could be a problem.
And it is a problem. Hurts really bad.
Oh, geez, Vin. I mean, Bryn. I didn't realize that there was.
I do it all the time.
Oh, when it happens, it's.
I struck a nerve.
Horrific, yeah.
You know, speaking of feet.
Coffee table will get you now and then. That's sure.
I mean, and you feel like every time you walk past that thing, you stub your toe and you're like, when am I going to learn? You know?
Mm-hmm. Never.
You can ask us about it. We are not invested in your problem and we'll give you our honest
answer now. Push that table out the front door and leave it outside. Then you don't have to worry about
that
it.
That thing is out to get you.
Mm-hmm. His answer is always punt.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot about punt is the answer. Punt the table. Punt whatever it is that's giving you the problems in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's too short.
On Saturday, and I don't know if Nikki noticed this at all. I posted up a picture of my fish. I have this little fish pond, and
I saw this globe.
Oh, dude, did you see me pull out on the Zoom so that you could see my feet? And
then
someone actually said it.
I did. I was like,
everybody loved this post. Nikki loved this post until she saw your feet.
Oh, I didn't read the comments. I just saw the fish and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then when you zoomed, I was like,
her bogus, blocky-looking feet. Well, they've been stubbed too many times. That's what happens. They turn into blocks. I got brick feet.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
That was one of your posts? Really?
It was on my Clarky Clark page. Clarky Clark Park. Where I put all the pictures of my backyard.
Yeah.
Look, if you don't like chores and backyards, then that's not the page for you. Just stick with Clarky Clark. So on Friday night, we did our secret show. No, we didn't. That's coming up this Friday.
That's this Friday.
Yeah. We did our happy hour that we do every week, and it was super fun. And V Hale came on there and took so much crap for not knowing anything about anything.
From whom?
Everyone.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Everyone.
The viewers weighed in too.
Yeah, oh, the viewers were all yelling about it, and John was holding up mean signs, and oh, it was awesome. Vinny, oh, the El Campeón thing is.
Well, that's good. I'm a very proud contestant. So, and as a champion of the people, I do feel like I put a lot into it. I don't take it lightly.
Yeah. In fact,
people's hopes and dreams are right here on my shoulders.
Nicole volunteered to help her. She's like, I feel like I should help you. She's like, no, I just want to, I'm going to live or die on my own. I want that feeling of accomplishment when someday I beat him. I'm like, well, go. Okay. I'll see you, 2024 when you, when Vinny's really sick someday and he comes in and he's like, I can't think.
When she hopped on, she had like major audio problems. So she's like all confused looking. I'm like, that's how she looks when she's playing the game with us.
Oh, it was so funny.
Well, way to get rid of her. Guys, she won't be back.
No, she's
a great sport.
She eats it up. It's funny. She's like, yep, that's me. I'm a dummy.
You know, the thing is, because she dishes it a lot, so she can take it. Mm-hmm. That's what's great. You know, you got to be able to take it if you dish it like that.
It's really true. I mean, that's the most important thing, really, is you need to be able to, you can't do one without the other.
So the question I would imagine people are wondering is if we start the secret show again, do you also do the evening broadcast as well?
We're going to try to keep doing that because we really like it. Like, I actually look forward to hanging out with these guys, and we, you know, it's been so fun lately. Like, we're into what the listeners are putting up there, and they've become part of it. And sometimes we randomly like throw a listener on, which is fun.
Or a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, or a bunch of them. Or and then
we
and
get
then
tours
Brent's
of
really
their backyards
good.
Or their whole house.
Yeah,
they'll just walk us around and say, you know, just show us their backyard and how they set it up, and it's great.
What dumb outfit they've got on.
It's so random.
No idea.
It is random.
It's so random.
It's really fun, Vinny. So, and actually we tried a new thing. We've been doing them on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but we don't let them live there because they're dirty and they don't feel like the right content for the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, which is kind of business, you know, show stuff and our links and stuff are up there. So we've been putting them over on to YouTube. So now we're just going to do them right onto YouTube because we don't like to lose it because you lose all the comments if you take it off someplace and put it on somewhere else. Yeah. We like the comments. So, we have youtube.com/randomhookups. Subscribe to that. You'll get a notification when we come on live and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
yada,
wow.
Yada.
It's been the same destination from before. The random hookups we do, which is just completely random except for every Friday.
But now Bryn has somehow procured the actual link, youtube.com/randomhookups, which before it was a series of letters and numbers that made no sense to anybody. So now it's just random. You can type it in, random hookups, click the thing, and go and subscribe. So subscribe. We're going to be those people on YouTube that are like,
smash the button below.
Touch this, touch that. Yeah, that's us now. That's what we're
reduced
to. Link
in Instagram bios.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
I didn't do that either. Mine says something else.
Oh, okay.
Just Nicole. The link's in Nicole's bio.
I'll update mine.
All right, so it is. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. Let's do. I have a ton of stuff, and if I get to it, I want to play a game in the 6 o'clock hour too.
All
right. I know. You know, it's Monday, right? We're trying to have a good tense. Let's have a party.
Yeah, you're stacked today, Sarah.
I know. I got a ton of stuff today. It's really
it's May.
All right, it's May.
Oh, it still is May.
It's May.
Thanks, Justin. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Oh, embrace the Monday suck.
This doesn't suck. Come on. It's great.
Kinda sucks.
It's great.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.